Hello everybody, this is The Observer with another member podcast for BelowTopSecret.com. This is a reply to everybody else's reply to my podcast when I was introducing myself. Do we really have to say that every single time? Because, my God, these introduction things can get very, very long, very, very quickly. So you guys, thank you very much for your replies. Magic. Unemployed. Wow. I didn't really expect that at all. My advice to you is get yourself down to London. They've got a special place just for you. It's called Speaker's Corner. And people just rub it there for the whole day, as I understand. And I think you'll feel right at home just there. I'm afraid they don't use podcasts on Speaker's Corner. Just the old-fashioned standing on a soapbox and talking your heart out. But I'm sure if you close your eyes and stick a microphone next to your mouth, you can just pretend, and it'll be great. I'm sure. So about the games. I knew that you were a secret dice roller, really. Tried to hide it from me, though, didn't you? Huh? No, Acheron's Call 2. Not played that one, I'm afraid. That one kind of slipped me by. I tend to... recently I've been playing Guild Wars online, and previous to that it was City of Heroes. Both really, really good games. If you're interested in role play, then you might want to look them up sometime. I just wanted to say thank you for the support. Very, very kind. Not sure if I like being called a lurker, though. Yes, I mean, I do sort of, be in the background and just reading, and, you know, once in a while I'll just slap you around the face with one of my posts, but a lurker, no, I don't really want to be called a lurker. Makes me sound like a bad smell or something. Maybe you should consider me hidden talent instead than a lurker. It was very kind of you to refer to me as a model member. Don't really see myself as that, or I hadn't in the past anyway. But come to think of it, maybe I am. Maybe you should start erecting statues in my honour and, calling me sir or something. But in all seriousness, thank you very much for your recognition. It was very kind. Moving swiftly on to my favourite Australian, Mulberry Blue Shimmer. It's... I'm so sorry that you Aussies have taken such a battering. Saw the press down under, and they're not giving your guys an easy ride on this, are they? And I'm sure you're really feeling it. So now you know what it feels like when you beat us all the time. I think it's a bit raw of you to bring up the Commonwealth Games, though. That is not nice, because you know that we don't stand a chance at all. Not even at the swimming. I think you're pretty much clean up there, but never mind. We can always talk about rugby. Didn't your lot lose the World Cup or something by a kick? Yeah, something in the back of my mind just, lurking. Yeah, I don't really follow rugby either, but there you go. Let's just not talk about the football, though, shall we? Yeah, so the other person to reply is Benevolent Heretic. Hello. I'm sure you said something about getting your microphone out. Would be really good to, you know, listen to what you've got to say. I'm sure your voice isn't as bad as you make out. And that brings me right along to everybody else. Now, even though the podcasts have only been going for a couple or so weeks, I for one have noticed that there have been, shall we say, a core of people doing many, many podcasts, but not everybody seems to be getting in on the act. Now, I don't know why that is. You know, everybody's got plenty to say. You know, so many posts out there. There's loads of people that have got stuff to say. So come on, get your microphones out and give it a bash. I'd love to hear people like Gaz Rock, and you know, all of the members that seem to have been here since, you know, day one, and you know, look like they're part of the furniture now. In fact, why don't we make it obligatory for all moderators to do an introductory podcast? We all know who they are and what their viewpoints are, and quite possibly what their personality is. But I, for one, think that you get so much more from a podcast than you do, you know, even from a very, very long post. So maybe Skeptic should, you know, wave his magic wand and make it happen. So there's a little thought that I can leave you with. By the way, I'm really sorry that there's no fancy music at the beginning and at the end of my podcasts. What is the reason for that? I think it's pretty rubbish, actually. I just like to listen to what people have got to say. I mean, if I wanted to listen to some music, I would download some music, okay? Not really dissing anybody that likes to do that. It's just my personal opinion. So this is The Observer, signing out for now. See you later, folks.